Lessons in Attachment is the podcast where I am talking openly and honestly about some of the key challenges so many of us face in love, dating and relationships, especially when we relate to having an anxious and or avoidant attachment style. I'm Carly Ann, I'm a somatic practitioner with a focus on attachment and self-esteem. Driven by my own journey of doing the inner work on healing the past and becoming more secure, this podcast is where you will find top healing tips, other people's lessons in love, and a community of people just like you and just like me that are determined to break the cycle of insecure attachment. I truly believe that everyone deserves a healthy love in their lifetime. Abraham Maslow says, in any given moment, we have two options, to step forward into growth or to step back into safety. Welcome back to Lessons in Attachment. Today, I am going to be talking to you about change, the cycle of change, and particularly what this can look like for those of you that are on your journey of healing attachment wounds, going from insecure to secure. This is a model that I have used for years and years. When I was about 23, I worked in a prison helping people that had substance misuse issues. And we delivered a CBT course over 4 weeks. And I think it was like the first or second session, we introduced the model that I am going to be using with you today. If you are brand new here, hello. If you are returning to Lessons in Attachment, then welcome back. I'm Carly Ann. I'm a somatic attachment coach, a trainee psychotherapist, and I help people to work from insecure towards secure attachment. That is whatever your attachment style is, but I do tend to find the most people certainly that reach out to me have an anxious attachment. Before we dive in, I just want to remind you that on the 19th of Feb, I am starting a brand new round of my course, Becoming Secure. You can come and spend 7 weeks with me being supported. It's for those of you that are wanting more knowledge and a lot more practical support with changing your attachment style. You probably have difficulties with self-soothing and managing your mood, who you're attracted to, and overall feeling really anxious about love and relationships. It is a 7-week course, like I said. We start really, really soon, depending on when you're listening to this. And it's ideal if you feel ready to take action. Okay, so let's look at the 6 stages of the cycle of change. What I really hope is that this helps you to understand your own process of change and what it might look like, things you might be experiencing, where you can sometimes feel a little bit hopeless and like things aren't changing. And also the opposite to that as well is when you can really see that things are shifting and what it typically looks like as we have these desires for change. What does it look like in terms of getting to where we want to be? There has been lots of research into what helps us create change and what that process looks like. I really hope that this can give you a bit of hope that the journey that you're on, although it might be bumpy, although it might feel like it's up and down, and you might refer to yourself as going back stages and feeling like you're back at square one, this can really help you to see we're never back at square one. We're always changing and we're always putting one foot in front of the other. Now, like I said, when I worked with this cycle of change, it was particularly used in addiction recovery. And I want to apply that today to what it can look like when you are healing your attachment wounds. So the very first stage is the pre-contemplation stage. I'm going to take a guess that you're actually past this stage because you're here. The pre-contemplation stage is when you don't really recognize your patterns. You don't recognize the need for change. Sometimes you hear people that are on this journey of self-discovery and healing, and they might be with a partner that's in this stage, and it can be really frustrating because this person just doesn't see that there is any problem. Now, for you, this would have been a time where you were just acting out based on your attachment style. Maybe the jealousy was taking over, a sense of unease or dissatisfaction in your relationships. You were chasing that unavailable person, and you just didn't even realize that you were in this pattern. It just felt really normal. You might even think about someone specific that you were really attracted to, and you were, you know, falling into all of these patterns, and you blamed them, and you had no idea at this stage that your attachment style could be playing a part. The next stage is contemplation. This is when you do start to become quite aware that there are patterns at play, and you even begin to contemplate change. So you might well feel quite torn between, I really like this person, even though I can see that they're giving me crumbs. It feels familiar. I know them. However, I can also see that this isn't leading to a long-term relationship for me. It's not aligning with my desires and what I want and who I am. At this stage, you can see yourself in these patterns, but you may well be moving in and out of doing what doesn't feel good for you, what doesn't feel helpful. You are contemplating that there is a problem. You're contemplating that change might need to happen. The next stage is preparation. So I reckon this is where a lot of people come and find me on Instagram, or they might find my free resources. In fact, it might have been what brought you straight to this podcast. This is when you start feeling quite ready to take action. You've contemplated enough to kind of know, okay, something needs to happen, and you're taking some steps towards preparing for change. You are looking for specific strategies, resources that can help you on this journey of change. You're looking for guidance, you're looking for support. This is when you might be looking for the course or the therapist or the podcast that you like, speaking to your friends about what it is that you've noticed. And you might be really saying here, like, I'm going to change this. Whether you have seen changes or not, I'm not sure, that depends. You might well have seen some naturally, because that happens, or you might just be really aware now of the patterns that are upsetting you and kind of disturbing your peace. Next up, the fourth stage is action. I'm sure you can guess what this one means. And again, some of you might well be here. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you really begin to implement strategies. You're taking leaps into the unknown. You are really using the tools that you've identified and leaning into that really important part of shifting our attachment, which is practice. You're not just reading the books anymore. You're not just learning the information. You're actually taking steps towards change, towards changing your attachment styles repetitively. And you're not giving up at this stage. What small steps can you be taking to lead yourself into this action stage? I would really be asking that. And actually, you could ask yourself, what am I already doing that is taking action? Because I bet there are things. I was reading, I think it was Atomic Habits the other day, and I did read about motion versus action, which is just a nice little side point. Let's go down a little rabbit hole. But he was kind of describing it, if I've got it right, that motion would be like reading about the action that I've got to take. Motion would be listing out the action that I've got to take. Maybe this is a bit more like preparation. And action would actually be doing what it is that you've written down. It would actually be filling out the journal prompts. Action would be actually going on that date. Action would be actually having that difficult conversation. So do just make sure that you're not mixing up preparation for action too much. If you look at the courses that I run, the Attachment Recovery Gym and Becoming Secure, think about the words of the Attachment Recovery Gym. The whole point is that we want to be in that action stage, because I really believe once we've got through contemplation, once we've got through preparation, if we want to get to the other side, we've got to be quite relentless, actually, with action. I really, really believe this. I'm really, really passionate about this stage, as you can probably tell. And what I will say about action is it can be really difficult. You know, I talk a lot about, when it comes to people with insecure attachment, especially that anxious attachment, uncertainty can be really challenging. It can bring up a lot of anxiety, a lot of worries for you. And when you're in an uncertain situation, you often will just become stuck and not take any action. So going into the unknown, taking a leap into something that you don't know, is this going to work out? Is this going to give me what I want? Is this going to be a waste of time? When you don't know that, you often will just take no action and you'll stay where you are. So I do want to say, when it comes to action, there needs to be this willingness of, I don't know how it's going to go. There is a space of the unknown. You're on an edge, and we just have to take that leap. I think about that in terms of, booking the first self-love circle that I ever went to. Is this going to be worth it? I don't know. Is this going to work? I don't know. But taking those leaps and trying out different things, even when there's uncertainty, that itself, anyway, has so many areas of skills and growth that can come with it. So, yes, take action, and also appreciate that that's going to take bravery and courage as well. And that leads us in really nicely to the next stage. The fifth stage is maintenance. This is, I guess, this is even more actually when you think of the attachment recovery gym. I'll tell you what, there's two people that join my online membership. There are people that dive in, they take that action, and they don't engage pretty much with a single thing. That does happen. I'm not going to lie to you. You probably don't need me to tell you that anyway. Then there are people that join, they take that action, and they lean into this fifth stage, maintenance. It's when they stay committed to the challenge that they've identified. They stay committed to changing their attachment patterns. They show up to the Zooms. They show up to the live calls. They show up to the workshops. They log into the hub and they use the materials. It's one thing to take action. It's another thing to have that maintenance. So, I'm giving the example of the attachment recovery gym, but looking at your daily life, habits where you have started to take action, it's the maintenance of that. Now, that can be difficult because you find yourself looking for a new tool, looking for something else to try. We've got to have that consistency. It's not easy. It's going to take all of your strength. You're going to need to dig really deep. But that maintenance part of change is so key. Is there any habits that you actually know were helping your healing? Is there any inner knowing that you have that if I practice that, if I commit to that and have that self-commitment, I know I'm no longer abandoning myself. I know that it aids change, it supports change. How can you bring that back in? How can you continue to maintain that? It is often our behaviors. It's the thoughts that we have that often maintain our anxiety. And if we can identify that and come up with new, powerful, alternative strategies and maintain them, we are more likely to move towards secure attachment. It's one thing that I can teach the secure method. This is my course, Becoming Secure. It's one thing that I can teach that, but it's really key that people take that and maintain it, continue to practice it, continue to read it and go over it. This isn't a one-time thing. So maintenance, okay, turns out I'm really passionate about action and maintenance. The next one, this is not to take your hope away. This is not to make you feel bad. This is just realistic, okay? The next stage is relapse. People often relapse into old patterns despite their best efforts. Setbacks occur. Bad days happen. Bad weeks happen. You have to be really gentle with yourself. If you're doing all of this inner work and you find yourself yet again attracted to someone that's unavailable, it doesn't mean that this isn't working. You're still on this journey. There is going to be so much valuable information that you can take from this slip back or this setback. There is going to be growth here. There's things that you couldn't yet see that this is going to crack wide open and show you crystal clear where that gap was. It might sound unbelievable, but sometimes those setbacks can reveal to you more than 10 years of therapy can. I heard that somewhere. I don't know where, but I definitely was listening to it, but it's always stuck with me. So I know it's not a great part of this cycle, but it is key. Okay. We do have setbacks. Some of them are a one-off, some of them are going to last longer. Don't give yourself a hard time. This is why the attitude of patience and self-compassion and slowness is so key. Believe it or not, the compassion, the slowness, the understanding of this sixth step, relapse, is actually going to speed up the process of healing. Beating yourself up, being critical, and just going over and over, why am I back here? It's not going to put you back into that cycle. You're going to go back to preparation. You're going to go back to action. You're not going to go back to pre-contemplation. You know what you know, and you can't unknow that. So, what self-care practices, what can you have in place for when you experience a setback? And I say when because we're all human, you know? I still get triggered. I still get activated. We're always going to be human. So there's your cycle of change. Take some time to think about, where am I? Maybe you can see yourself moving through a couple of those stages. That's okay. You don't have to be in a fixed box here. And you can just think about, how do I move to the next stage? How do I move towards maintenance? What would that look like? You will have an inner knowing of what you need to do and who you need to be in order to make that happen. Remember that change can be daunting. There is that unknown, like I was saying, but I really, really believe that if you trust in yourself, you have consistency without being rigid and self-critical, that you can really support yourself on this journey towards secure. Okay, I hope that you found this useful. If you did, please do like, subscribe, do all the things so that this episode can reach people that need it. Don't forget, of course, depending on when you are listening to this, Becoming Secure starts on the 19th of Feb. If you want to dive into the freebies or just get to know me a little bit more, then you can go to the description. You can explore more episodes of Lessons in Attachment, and I will see you back here again soon.